This interview with Dr. Andrew Walsh of the James Cook University is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to www.jodcast.net.
We're joined on the Jodcast by Andrew Walsh of the James Cook University in Northern Australia. And Andrew, you work on star formation.
That's right.
And you have some interesting things to tell us about beer in space.
Well, it all comes about because my research is involved in looking for various complex chemicals in space, because they tell us something very useful about how stars form in our galaxy. Mainly what you find is that very simple chemicals exist in the very early stages of star formation, but then once a star starts to form, then you get more complex chemicals, more interesting chemistry going on. And aside from my career as an astronomer, I'm also an avid home brewer and very interested in making beer. So what I've found is that some of these chemicals that you find out in space are the same chemicals that you find in beer. And so I've been looking into this and seeing what sort of things we could put together to try and make something that might be drinkable from the materials out in space.
So what sort of chemicals are we talking about here?
The main chemicals that commonly occur in beer and commonly occur in space, first of all, is ethanol is the obvious one. That's the alcohol. That's the one that gets you drunk. We actually find a lot of that out in space, but once again, it's quite a complex molecule, and it requires something like a very warm temperatures for astronomers of 150 Kelvin. That's 150 degrees above absolute zero. Still very cold, but warm in terms of space. You need these temperatures to be able to create the ethanol, but once you've got them, once you've got a star forming, then you'll find these molecules out in space.
So I have the image in my head of a huge cloud of ethanol surrounding a star in space. Is that the right way to think about it?
Yes, surrounding a very young star. In fact, your average high-mass star that produces lots of ethanol, if you calculate how much ethanol is around that star, you find something. I'm Australian, so I use Australian units. Something like you could fill the Sydney Harbour full of pure ethanol for every man, woman and child on the face of the earth. Or if you want to make beer out of it, you could fill the Sydney Harbour 20 times over for every man, woman and child on the earth.
Wow, that's a lot of ethanol.
That is indeed.
So what are the chemicals apart from ethanol can we find?
There are a few others. One of my favourites is acetaldehyde, which is quite similar to ethanol, but if you get it in beer, it smells and tastes of green apples and is usually an indicator that your beer has not finished fermenting yet, so you need to leave it for a little while. It's also a great thing for giving you terrible hangovers, so it's a great thing to avoid. But again, it's one of these chemicals out in space that forms in the warmer regions, so it's created in only special circumstances. Another one that I really like is diacetyl, which has a sweet sort of buttery flavour to it in beer. And that's not been detected in space yet, but molecules very similar to diacetyl have been detected in space. For example, acetone, which is nail polish remover, and certainly don't want to drink that stuff. But you do find molecules like that in space, which are very similar to diacetyl.
Right. So do we find all the ingredients we would need to make a beer in the same place?
Yes, they all seem to occur in the same places, very close to these young stars, because that's the perfect physical environment to get these complex chemicals. So they all do occur in very small, compact regions within our galaxy.
And has anyone found all the ingredients we need for a nice beer in the same place yet?
A nice beer, well, I don't think we're quite there yet, unfortunately. I guess there's a few problems with this. First of all, there are many, many chemicals that go into making up a beer. Ethanol is one of the major ones, of course. Another major one, or the major one, is water. We find water everywhere in the galaxy, so those two are sorted out. We can make vodka quite easily. However, making something that's a nice-tasting beer is a lot more complex because you need many, many more chemicals out there. And those chemicals may well exist out there. It's just that as astronomers, we've only detected about 150 chemicals in space. So that's not enough variety, that's not enough mixture to get in the right recipe to give us a decent-tasting beer. So they could well be out there, we just have to look harder for them.
Yeah, you've got me thinking of what it would be like to live on a planet within one of these clouds.
Certainly, planets are an excellent place to concentrate all these complex chemicals. So if we ever do get out into interstellar space, heading for where new planets are forming is probably the best place to look for all these complex molecules in the same spot. And then it's just a matter of setting up some sort of chemical fractionating column to get out all the right chemicals that we need and then put them together and you've got beer.
So we've got these chemicals like ethanol in space. What sort of densities do they exist in, and how much volume would we need to sweep up in order to make a pint?
There is something like what we say is a million to a few tens of millions of particles per cubic centimetre in these typical regions where the chemicals are forming and evolving. If you collected all the material around one star-forming region, as I said, you'd have more than enough to feed the world for many billions of years. So I think if you had the right sort of spaceship to harvest a reasonable size of a reasonable volume of space, I think you could get enough of these chemicals together, no problem.
Very good. Well, we look forward to some future time. It probably won't be us.
No, it's not going to happen overnight. But, you know, if we refocus on all our energies away from studying galaxies that are too far away that we're never going to get to and put more energy into looking for complex molecules that might be in beer in space, I think we'll get there a lot quicker.
And just before you go, you also make a beer podcast.
I do. I have a small segment on a beer-related show. If I can advertise that, that's radio.craftbrewer.org. And don't worry about the crazy Australian guy on there who does most of the work. Just listen to the little segments by Andrew Walsh.
Great. We'll put a link to that on the show notes on the website as well. So thanks very much, Andrew, for joining us on the Jodcast.
Thanks very much.